Welcome to the AFL Ratings Podcast. We talk to Ryan Daniels on round one team selection for fantasy. This podcast was recorded on Thursday night, March 14, 10 PM Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Make necessary adjustments as news comes to hand and enjoy the podcast. Okay, Ryan, we've got round one coming up this weekend. What are you looking forward to?
Look, it's just great to have all the teams in action, I think, Pete. I think last week the general vibe was that was a bit of an entree, four games, not quite enough for us fantasy coaches. So to have all nine games up and running, to have all your players out there running around, I'm just excited to see how everybody looks and get those cobwebs out for round one.
Got Collingwood and Sydney on Friday night. Collingwood, notable changes here. So Noble, Mitchell out. McRae might get his chance. Howe in. Again, Finlay, McRae might get his opportunity. No change for the Swans.
Yeah, well, the funny thing about Finlay McRae was, having watched him pretty closely over the last few years with keeper ramifications, I just thought that the only way he was going to get a spot this year in the midfield was through an injury. Now, it appears that Tom Mitchell, they have called it that he's being managed, right, Collingwood? So he may have some sort of niggle. He might have had an issue, got subbed out last week. So maybe it's legitimate and it's an injury. Or it could just be that Tom Mitchell isn't quite right now. And either way, it's a chance for Finn McRae to really stamp his authority on this opportunity and play. You know, really, it's probably the best shot he's had to get a midfield role. So I'm excited to see him. I'd be apprehensive about just going, screw it, let's put him back in, because there are no guarantees that Mitchell won't be back next week. Noble out again is interesting. Yeah, he's obviously very, very borderline in their best team. And yeah, Sydney, not surprising that they didn't make any changes. They were really good last week, so you'd expect them to just back the same team in.
Essendon and Hawthorn on Saturday, the Bombers, Mackay, Gresham, Goldstein, Dursman to the team. No Parrish for the Bombers, while the Hawks are Chole, Ginnivan and D'Ambrosio, Watson for a debut. No Huswait for the Hawks.
Yeah, flat about Huswait, because you know I like him. I'm a big fan. I think he's going to be a really good player. So that was disappointing. But, you know, it was almost possible to see from a while away, because they got so many of those midfielders that, you know, and it doesn't even include Will Day. So you've got Newcomb in there, and you've got Warple still in there, and you've got McKenzie, and you've got Ward, and you've got Nash. And, you know, sometimes they like to put Dylan Moore through there. So there's so many dudes to feed. So Huswait will be a good player, but it's just probably not his time yet. It's a game full of new faces from former clubs. I think the ones you mentioned there, the only one that's an actual, genuine AFL debutant is Watson, and the rest are, you know, second time up from different clubs. So it's interesting to see how they all look. This game will be fascinating for that perspective. And, yeah, the one I'd probably be most interested in, I guess, for me is D'Ambrosio. I'm quite interested in to see what his role is going to be like. I'm tempted to start with him in AFL fantasy. And if Zach Williams hadn't been a thing, I probably would have done it. So he's the one I'm very intrigued with.
The Giants and Kangaroos also on Saturday. So for the Giants, McMillan and Ward out for a few weeks with that shoulder, Callaghan and Perryman in. Callaghan probably straight into that midfield, while the Kangaroos, Dersma debut, Pink debut as well for the Kangaroos. Fisher changed clubs, should play halfback. Stevens on a wing for the Kangaroos, McKercher a debut there as well. So that's pretty much a McKercher, Fisher halfback situation, and Sheasel behind the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how North do it. We've all been watching. No look McDonald, which is interesting. So that buys them a week without him. I was talking to somebody today and they were saying, I'm a bit worried about starting Sheasel because, you know, what if he doesn't get the halfback role? I said, well, for starters, I wouldn't worry about that, because if he's not playing halfback, he's probably playing in the midfield, and there's plenty of footy in the midfield. And also, I think if they want to play him halfback, he's going to be the one that eats first. It's not going to be Fisher or McKercher. Sheasel is the most important part of that that equation there. So I would expect him to eat no matter what. And then the Giants are just going to get stronger. I mean, they were really impressive last week. And then adding in Finn Callaghan, who I love. I just think he's such an elite talent. They've gotten even better. And even Perryman's a really solid player. So, yeah, the Giants could be up for a big one there.
On to Geelong and St Kilda on Saturday night. So Sean Mennah to make his debut. We'll wait and see whether he's the sub or not. While the Saints, they're bringing a fair bit of speed here. So Bonner, Collard, Henry, And we've got Darcy Wilson who can run all day there for the Saints there as well.
Yeah, clearly Ross Lyon wants to get quicker. That's where the footy's going right now. And all those guys you mentioned, three of them in particular, are really fast. And Bonner's a good sort of run and carry type who could kick it really far. And he does take the game on too with his kicking. So they clearly want to be a little bit more risque and a little bit more energized, which is great to watch because a lot of people think of the Saints are going to be boring. I actually think it's going to be the opposite. I mean, Ross' game style is always a little bit flattening, but the names that they've got now, it kind of lends themselves to being a fast footy team. Not great for fantasy necessarily, but obviously last year they were pretty solid. Geelong, it would be very Chris Scott to name Sean Manar as the sub, wouldn't it? Just to flatten fantasy coaches. He loves to do that.
On to also Saturday night here, so Gold Coast and Adelaide. So no change for the Suns. Matt Rao was fantastic last week. And for the Crows here, Chris Burgess in to make his club debut. So no Tex Walker, no Riley Filthorpe.
Yeah, they're going to be really thin up front. Big opportunity for Darcy Fogarty to step up and really take that forward line by the reins. Big bull. Gold Coast was so good last week. They were so good and great to see them all holding firm with those backline guys and Butterick and Sexton that we really loved last week. And yeah, as you say, Matty Rao was superb. I think they're going to win that game. Like I look at the Crows and I just think the backline's a bit suspect. And I think the forward line is quite weak. They're going to need to get probably 6 goals minimum out of the sort of Rankin-Rochelle combination to win that game. Interesting to see Sam Berry in there, which means it's going to be Dawson, Laird, Crouch, and Berry as probably the first four mids, you would think, which makes them pretty one-paced. I don't know if that's going to work necessarily, but if you're going to do it, Gold Coast is probably the team to do it against because, as you say, you're two Grau, Anderson, and Flanders. It's, yeah, it'd be a fascinating watch that game. That's probably the one I'm most intrigued by this weekend, actually.
Onto extended squads for the Sunday. Notable players here. So for Melbourne, Pickett should return into that forward line. A little bit of midfield there as well. For the Bulldogs, Nick Caulfield, Sanders, Bramble, Harms, and Gallagher named. While Port Adelaide versus West Coast, Jordan Sweet, Zerk Thatcher, Soldo, and Radicalea should come into that team. While West Coast, Brockman club debut, Harley Reid, his AFL debut, and Dewar named on the bench there. And for Fremantle and Brisbane, Oscar McDonald, Jeremy Sharp, Liam Reedy, who could be an option. I'll let you explain that one. And Brisbane there, Lachie Neale. We've seen a shoulder concern plus a hamstring issue for him throughout the week. So he's out of this game. Kitty Coleman, unfortunately, an ACL. So your thoughts on any one of those?
Yeah, well, quickly on the Bulldogs, very surprising to see Jack McRae not included. It's, you know, the reports were all summer that he'd sort of fallen out of favour, out of the leadership group. Probably wasn't going to get picked this week. I think Sam Landsberger said it. He's usually bang on. So that's interesting. You know, one of the all-time fantasy legends, Jack McRae, and he's finding himself marginalised and just adding to our forward line woes in all forms of fantasy. So that's flattening. And so many new faces jumping ahead of him. I mean, guys like Bramble and Gallagher and Harms. But to not have McRae in the team, but to have those guys, it's Bevo just at his absolute most Bevo-ness. So we'll see how that plays out. In regards to West Coast, yep, Harley named on the ball. That's no surprise. He was the absolute lock to the boo in this game. No major surprises from a West Coast point of view. Brockman's a bit underdone. So it was mentioned to me during the week by somebody that if he does play, he'll either start the sub or he'll finish the sub is most likely scenario, depending obviously what happens during the game. So yeah, keep an eye on him there. And if you're thinking about putting him in any of your teams or any multis or anything, maybe just hold off for this week. Tyrell Dewar, he's sort of come from the clouds a bit. Last season, he had a bit of a patchy season at waffle level, very skinny, very sort of raw talent, but a big summer. They've liked him sort of playing a little bit off halfback or a little bit up forward. And there's a very strong chance that he'll be the sub based on the conversations that I've had this week. So that's an interesting one to watch that space. It'll probably mean that, you know, Chesser or Luke Edwards misses out, which is interesting because those guys are probably two that need to be playing. When you talk about Fremantle, that is going to be fascinating. So they've got a couple of options now. One of them was to play Tabner or Patrick Voss as the third tall forward, which would mean Jackson plays permanent ruck and Tracy's the backup ruck. Now, they've elected to not name Tabner or Voss in their entire squads. So that means they put Liam Reedy into the squad. Now, if Reedy plays, he's a pure ruckman, which would make you think that he's going to ruck a fair bit of the game and Jackson's going to play his usual forward slash unicorn role, doing a bit of everything. That's a slightly risky play. Now, the other option they have is if Brennan Cox gets through the last couple of bits of training, he's got to tick off. Don't be surprised if Brennan Cox starts forward because they've named Oscar McDonald, as you mentioned. They've got Alex Pearce down back. Luke Ryan's obviously down there. I wouldn't be surprised if Brennan Cox spends some time forward, and that allows Jackson to ruck and it allows Tracy to be the backup ruck. Because while playing Reedy makes some sense from a pure structure point of view, playing an untried ruckman against a guy like Oscar McInerney, who can really expose those sort of guys, is a risky play in round one. So that's going to be a fascinating watch. We'll know more probably by tomorrow afternoon in terms of how Brennan Cox has done it in terms of his last fitness test. But if he plays, don't be surprised if he plays forward.
Righto, who is your fantasy player to watch this week? Mine is Riley Sanders.
Oh, yeah, I think Riley Sanders is going to be an excellent player all year. Mate, bizarrely, I cannot believe I'm going to say this, but somehow Riley Bonner has found himself in my AFL Classic team. I don't know how it's happened, but it's there and I kind of like it. So I'm going to ride that train for a few weeks and see where it ends up. But yeah, it's a strange year in fantasy, I reckon, just given the buys and all of the other stuff that's gone with it, the lack of forwards, yeah, the weird midfield mixer. It's making for a very interesting campaign.
Okay, Rhino, where can the listeners find you?
Usual spots. There's a Hardball Gets podcast on Mondays, usually with Xavier Ellis and Nick Friend. That you can find that on all the usual podcast platforms. Footy Rhino on X, and yeah. Plenty of other places, but they're probably the main places for fantasy purposes and online.
You can find me at AFL Ratings Pete on Twitter, aflratings.com.au, for a stack of fantasy information. Okay, Rhino, we'll catch up with you in round two.
Thank you, Pete.